Let us walk off the battlefield with our heads held high. We have a good and proud story to tell our children.
Parting words from Missouri Governor Eric Greitens, who announced his resignation yesterday. Greitens faces a felony charge, an extramarital scandal, and allegations of sexual abuse. And state lawmakers were considering impeaching the governor, but he's resisted calls for his resignation until now. Jason Rosenbaum is covering the story for St. Louis Public Radio. Jason, we had you on just a couple of weeks ago. What a different picture.
What a difference a couple of weeks makes. It's just unbelievable times here in the Show Me State.
Well, what tipped him over the edge?
Some people believe that a court decision that required his nonprofit, political nonprofit, to give documentation to a committee that's seeking to impeach him was the thing that tipped him over the edge. Despite running for office and talking about transparency and campaign finance and overhauling ethics, Governor Greitens ended up benefiting from a secretive 501c4 that helped his governorship and attacked his enemies and didn't disclose who any of his donors were. There's a lot of speculation that that court decision that would have provided some documentation and some insight into that nonprofit was the straw that broke the camel's back.
And what's been the reaction from fellow GOP lawmakers and also just constituents who are watching this happen?
I think some relief. This has been an exhausting experience for Missouri's political community. As you mentioned on the outset, we were headed toward an unprecedented road that would have likely ended up with Greitens' impeachment and then a trial by a panel of judges. And now that he's stepping away on Friday afternoon, Missouri is spared from weeks and months of uncertainty and a leadership vacuum. I think most people, regardless of whether they're Republicans or Democrats here, are tremendously relieved by this news.
And on Friday, June 1st, this coming up, Mike Parson will become the 57th governor of Missouri. What do we know about Parson?
Unlike Greitens, Parson served time in the Missouri House and the Missouri Senate. He was also a sheriff in Southwest Missouri. He has different views from Greitens on a host of different issues. He's actually said that state politicians need to advocate to increase taxes for roads, and he has publicly separated himself from Greitens after Greitens froze the state low-income housing tax credit. So Parson will have a lot of big decisions to make, many of which will be markedly different from Greitens. And unlike Greitens, Parson doesn't have some not-so-secret presidential ambitions. He ran for lieutenant governor wanting to be lieutenant governor, but part of being lieutenant governor is the possibility of becoming governor. And that possibility, which seemed remote in 2016, is about to become a reality after Friday afternoon.
Is anything next for Greitens? He's not quite out of the woods, is he?
He's not quite out of the woods. A special prosecutor in the Kansas City area is still looking into whether to charge him with a crime in linkage to his extramarital affair. The woman told House lawmakers that Greitens sexually and physically abused her, charges that Greitens strongly denies. There was a case, as you know, where he was accused of taking a semi-nude photo of this woman without her consent. It was dropped. But it's possible that this prosecutor could not only bring those charges back up, but could possibly file completely different charges.
Jason Rosenbaum, reporter for St. Louis Public Radio, with the story. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.